Hi, and welcome to Lamplighter Kids Stories. My name is Rebecca, and this is my squirrel friend, Momo.
Hello, kids!
We have an exciting story for you today. In each of our stories, we are going to learn about one virtue. A virtue is anything that is good and right and true. Virtues are like little lights that shine bright and beautiful in a story.
Can I tell them about letters from Momo?
Go ahead.
I want to send you a real letter in the mail once a month. In my letters, I will share some of my fun forest stories and talk more about virtues. Also, each letter includes an activity page. And I may talk a little bit about acorns as well.
If you'd like to get letters from Momo in the mail once a month, just ask your adult to visit lamplighterkids.com. At lamplighterkids.com, you can also find Momo and my Seeds of Character books for sale. So, are you ready? Come and listen while we light the way to your imagination.
Hi, and welcome to Lamplighter Kids. Stories. I'm Momo McSquirrel, and I'm so tired.
Momo, you don't sound like your normal self today. What's happened to your voice and your fur is so,
dirty.
Yes, and your tail, I've never seen it so,
tangled.
What happened to you, Momo?
excuse me. I've been watching my parents' new pet roly-poly bug this week, and it's been exhausting.
A pet roly-poly bug?
Yeah, well, you know, squirrels can't have normal pets like dogs or cats. I mean, that would just be plain dangerous for us since they like to chase us, so if we want a pet, we choose nice bugs like ladybugs or roly-polies. Well, my parents decided to adopt a roly-poly named Wiggles a month ago, but they had to go out of town this week, so I told them that I could bug sit Wiggles while they were gone.
Well, that was very nice of you. Is it fun to bug sit?
Well, Wiggles is very cute, but he's so tiring. First off, he's not potty trained yet. I have to wake up every hour of the night just to take him out to the bathroom. Also, he likes to chew wood, which is bad since my house is in a tree. He's always trying to nibble my walls, so I have to watch him all the time, unless I want holes in my wall. And he's so hyper. He just wants to play and play all day long. I'm so tired. I haven't even taken a shower all week.
That sounds tiring, Momo. No wonder you look the way you do. It is a lot of responsibility to take care of a new pet, even if it is a bug.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility. Whatever that means.
Responsibility? It's actually what our story is about today. Do you have time for a story?
Oh, I would love a story. Wiggles is finally taking a nap in his bug bed right now, which is the only time I have to sit and relax. Ah, that's better. Okay, I'm ready.
Our story today is about monster trucks. Even though Turner was still a little monster truck, his Auntie Revit had invited him to be on the Monster Smash Rally construction team. Turner couldn't believe it. Every year, for as long as he could remember, Auntie Revit had worked as the top organizer for the Monster Smash Rally Stadium. Year after year, Turner would hear her stories about all the fun and exciting things they would do to set up the stadium. Building high jumps, making mud pits, setting up lights and billboards. It all sounded like so much fun to Turner. But what Turner was most interested in was the Star Squad. Every year, Auntie Revit chose a few monster trucks from her construction team to be members of the Star Squad. These few chosen ones were the trusted trucks to help assist the stars as they performed in the rallies. The Star Squad was in charge of refilling their waters, handing them towels to wipe off their mud, and anything else they needed during the show. Turner had grown up imagining what it would be like to be on the Star Squad, helping famous monster trucks. Roaring Rotor Rick, Smash Mouth Sierra, Hero Wheel Hans. He couldn't even imagine what it would be like to meet trucks like that in real life. He knew that Auntie Revit always chose the hardest and most trusted workers to be on the Star Squad, so he was determined to be just that. "How's it going, Turner?" Turner jumped at the voice. He spun around to see his Auntie Revit smiling down at him.
"Oh, hi, Auntie. It's going great. I'm about to finish moving this wood pile so we can begin the refreshment booth here."
Turner looked down, realizing that he hadn't actually moved as many wood planks as he had thought. He had been daydreaming of being on the Star Squad.
"It's coming along nicely," she said. "Only 3 weeks left till the big show. Keep up the good work."
"I will," said Turner. "And thanks again for letting me work here. I know I'm younger and smaller than most of the trucks you hire, but I promise you won't regret it. I'll work super hard."
Auntie Revit smiled again and then drove off, giving orders to trucks along the way. Turner took a big breath and lifted the biggest piece of wood he could hold, rolling it over to the scrap pile. It was hard work, but he didn't care. If he got on the Star Squad, he was going to meet his monster truck heroes. It made the work feel easier, just thinking of that. When Turner was done with the woodpile, he rolled over to the assignment sheet posted at the front of the stadium. He looked for his name on the sheet to see what job his Auntie Revit had for him next.
"Oh no, the pit digging team," he sighed.
Everyone knew that digging the pit was a lot of work. Turner thought for a minute about asking his auntie if he could switch jobs for the day. He'd much rather be on the high jump building team. But then he remembered the Star Squad. If he always complained about the jobs he was given, how would his Auntie Revit be able to rely on him? Turner took a deep breath and drove towards the middle of the stadium where the pit was supposed to be dug.
"Hey there, little tyke!"
Turner jumped and looked around. Behind him was an older, rusty monster truck carrying two shovels.
"Oh, hi, sir.
Looks like you and I are on the pit digging team together," said the older truck. "My name's Fender Bender Clutterpop, but everyone calls me Grandpa Fender for short. I've been working in this stadium every year for longer than you've been born, and I still love it. Your auntie does a great job running things. Here."
Grandpa Fender threw him one of the shovels.
"Let me show you the best way to get a diggin'."
Turner watched Grandpa Fender begin to dig. He was surprised how well the old truck could work. He picked up his own shovel and began to dig alongside him. It took a lot of strength, but before he knew it, they were halfway through the first pit.
"All right, you young whippersnapper,"
Grandpa Fender wiped dust off his mouth.
"Let's take a little water and snack break. Hoo-wee! You're a tough one, you are. I've worked with a lot of trucks your age who couldn't keep up with me, but you put up a good fight."
Turner was aching and tired. He had never worked so hard, but Grandpa Fender's compliment made his heart happy. The two of them rolled over to the nearest shady spot, and Turner happily gulped down cool water.
"Wow, look at the progress you two have made!"
Auntie Revit rolled up to them. "And look at your face, Turner! There's more dust on your face than the shovel," his auntie laughed. Turner smiled and wiped his face as best he could.
"That's the look of a hard worker, Miss Revit,"
Grandpa Fender laughed.
"Dirt in every hub and rudder. He's been doing very well today."
"Really? Well, that means a lot coming from you, Grandpa Fender. All right, you two, looks like you're almost done with this pit. Why don't you finish up after your break and then go to the washing station? It'll be time for me to drive you home after that, Turner." The two trucks nodded in agreement, finished their break, and got to work on the rest of the pit. When they were done digging, they headed towards the wash station. They stopped halfway there, though, because a large poster was being hung by two strong trucks across their path. Turner looked at the poster. It was a picture of a huge black monster truck with a bright red stripe down the middle, jumping amazingly high in the air.
Wow,
whispered Turner as they stopped and watched the poster go up.
That's mighty Monster Truck Willie.
That it is, said Grandpa Fender. They just announced this morning that he's going to be performing in the Monster Smash Rally.
Are you serious?
He said in amazement.
The mighty Monster Truck Willie is going to be here in just a couple of weeks?
Yep, Grandpa Fender nodded. He's the big star this year, and I can see that you already know who he is.
Know who he is? Oh, man, he's my hero. He can jump higher and ride faster than any other monster truck around. Wow, now I really want to be on the Star Squad. I would get to meet Mighty Monster Truck Willie in real life.
Grandpa Fender chuckled.
Oh, yes, the Star Squad. I just happen to be the Star Squad director every year. I guess that's what you get after so many years working here. Yes, I've been able to meet many famous monster trucks. Jackie the Jumper, Rodriguez the Roving Ranger, Hiroshi the High Jumping Smasher.
With each name, Turner's mouth dropped open wider and wider.
You met all those trucks? Those are some of the most famous, the most awesome trucks of all time.
Yes, yes, they are. Remarkable trucks, all of them. Hard workers and great performers.
Grandpa Fender drove off around the poster towards the washing station again, Turner following close behind.
And I can't believe you're the Star Squad director. That must be the best, meeting all those famous monster trucks.
Yes, it is pretty neat. But you know what I found after meeting dozens of these famous trucks? I found that they aren't so different from you and me. Sure, more people know their names, but they have to live life just like the rest of us, working hard to keep their wheels spinning.
The two of them arrived at the washing station.
Why don't you wash up first, young'un? You look like you need it.
Turner rolled into the wash building and closed his eyes as the warm, soapy water cleaned his body. He thought about the poster with Mighty Monster Truck Willie on it.
Oh, how he'd love to meet him.
He knew Grandpa Fender was right, that even a famous monster truck was just a truck after all, but he didn't care. That was still his hero. Turner rolled slowly forward into the drying section, enjoying as the warm air blew his body dry. He was already excited to come back to work tomorrow. Now he just had to prove to his auntie that he was worthy of the Star Squad. The next morning, Turner arrived at the stadium, ready to work hard and be responsible for whatever job was assigned to him. He rolled up to the assignment sheet.
Clean up the rock pile south of the stadium, he read.
That sounded easy enough. He drove to the south side and saw a rock pile sitting there. He also saw two other younger monster trucks hanging out by the pile. They were laughing loudly at something.
Hi, guys. I'm supposed to be helping you over here today, Turner said, rolling up to them.
The two trucks stopped laughing and looked at him.
My name's Rod, and this here's my sister Roller. This is our first year helping out here. What about you?
It's my first year, too,
said Turner, excited to have found some monster trucks around his age.
So, I guess this is the rock pile we're clearing, right?
Rod and Roller looked at each other.
It is, said Roller. But we thought that maybe we'd go do some jumps over on those dirt piles over there for a while. I mean, this rock pile isn't going to take very long to clear, so we wanted to have a little fun first.
Oh, said Turner, looking at the piles of dirt nearby.
Well, I mean, that looks fun, but if we clear this pile of rocks right now, then maybe we could get another job after that. If we spend a lot of time playing, though, that won't be very helpful for getting the stadium ready for the Monster Smash Rally. Also, we wouldn't have as much of a chance to get onto the Star Squad.
Don't be so boring, said Rod. This place will be ready in time even if we don't help. I mean, we're just a bunch of small monster trucks. We don't have to work as hard as the bigger guys, right?
And who's going to know? Nobody can even see those dirt piles from the main stadium.
Come on, let's go. Rod and Roller took off towards the dirt piles. Turner felt stuck. He knew that he should probably go tell his aunt that her workers were playing around, but he didn't want them to think that he was boring. He took one last look at the pile of rocks, then rolled over to join the other two. He just hoped that they'd get back to work soon. If not, Auntie Revit was sure to notice. Auntie Revit and Turner were driving back up the dusty streets towards his house at the end of the workday. The sun had just set and there was a cool breeze on the air, which Turner would have enjoyed if he hadn't been so worried about what his auntie was thinking. Rod and Roller had ended up spending a very long time jumping on dirt piles. Turner had joined in a bit, but mostly he sat around, worrying about when they were going to start on the rock pile. Finally, the three of them cleared the rock pile, and afterwards, Rod and Roller took an especially long break before declaring that they were done for the day. Turner stayed at the stadium, though, and ended up helping Grandpa Fender with a small job. He knew that he hadn't done as much today as he could have, and he wondered if his auntie knew, too.
"We're almost at your house, Turner," his auntie said.
"Before I drop you off, I did have a question for you." Turner's heart jumped.
"Yes, Auntie?"
"Well, when I assigned you to clear that rock pile, I was certain that it wouldn't take very long to do it. Now, maybe I'm wrong and maybe the rocks were heavier than I thought, but it surprised me that it took the three of you almost all day to do that. Did anything go wrong that I should know about?"
Turner stopped in the middle of the road and looked at the ground. So she had noticed after all. He thought about Rod and Roller's words.
"Don't be so boring."
His stomach felt full of butterflies. He didn't want those two trucks not to like him or to get them in trouble. But he also knew that he had to tell his auntie the truth.
"Well, I'm sorry, Auntie Revit. You see, I wanted to work hard as I did yesterday, but something happened."
And with that, Turner told his aunt the whole story. With each sentence, he wondered more and more if his chances to be on the Star Squad were over. He had, after all, joined Rod and Roller jumping on the dirt piles for a bit. Perhaps he just wasn't responsible enough to be on the Star Squad this year. When he finished his story, there was a slight pause. Turner looked at the dirt under his tires, shuffling around the little rocks and wondering what his aunt would think about him now. When he finally looked up, he was surprised to see a smile on her face. "It was brave of you to tell me the truth. I'm sure that wasn't easy. I always knew you had a big heart. Instead of defending yourself or blaming Rod or Roller for everything, you told me the truth and you didn't hide your part in it. I respect that, Turner. So, thank you." His auntie turned around and began driving the last few yards to his house. He followed her, feeling a mix of relief that his auntie wasn't mad at him and sadness that this whole day probably ruined his chances to get on the Star Squad. They reached his driveway, where Turner mumbled goodbye and drove up towards his front door. Before he got inside, though, his auntie called.
"Turner?"
Turner spun around and looked at her.
"You're a hard worker.
Grandpa Fender said you're the hardest worker he's seen in years, and you didn't even complain about digging that deep pit. The fact that you told me the truth today and took responsibility for your actions, even though the fault wasn't all yours, tells me that you are a very trustworthy truck, too." Turner felt warmth rise in his cheeks.
"Oh, well, thanks, Auntie. That's very nice of you,
which is why I decided that you can join the Star Squad this year. I know you're pretty young for it, but I think you'd make a great assistant to Grandpa Fender, who is our Star Squad director. He can show you the ropes, and I know you'll enjoy getting to meet the famous trucks. Especially," Auntie Revit winked at him, "Mighty Monster Truck Willie." And with that, Auntie Revit spun off towards her own house.
Turner stood on his doorway for many minutes, stunned at what he had just heard. Was this really happening? But he knew it was true. His aunt had just said it. He, Turner, was going to be on the Star Squad. He jumped into the air, spun his tires, and let out a few loud honks. This day had started out very badly, but now his one wish was coming true.
Smash, boom, bang! I can't believe what I just heard. It was just the thing. The thing that I've been waiting for. I got on the team. The Star Squad is for me, and I can't believe responsibility helped me reach my dream. So it got me on the team. Smash, boom, bang! The Star Squad is for me. Smash, boom, bang! The Star Squad.
The day that Turner got to meet Mighty Monster Truck Willie was one he would never forget. Grandpa Fender had assigned Turner to the job of holding clean towels for all the Monster Truck stars during the show. Turner, a pile of clean towels on his back, watched as Mighty Monster Truck Willie rolled out into the stadium, the crowds of trucks in the bleachers going wild. The lights flickered and loud music rumbled through their tires. Turner's eyes grew wide as he watched Mighty Monster Truck Willie shoot off the highest jump and land with a loud crunch on the set of cars below. Finally, Mighty Monster Truck Willie finished his round. He bowed to the cheering crowd and drove over to the edge where Turner was waiting. Turner's heart leapt. This was his moment. He grabbed a clean towel off his back and held it up to Mighty Monster Truck Willie.
"Thanks, kid,"
said the star as he grabbed the towel and wiped his face. Then he smiled at him.
"How are you enjoying the show, kid?"
he asked. Turner almost choked on his spit. Was Mighty Monster Truck Willie talking to him?
"Oh, it's amazing," he stammered. "You look like you were flying through the air on those jumps. You made it all look so easy."
Mighty Monster Truck Willie laughed.
"Well, that's what comes with a lot of practice, kid. It's not as easy as it looks. There's a lot of responsibility when you're a performer like me. It's not all fun and games, but I do love it."
A loud horn blew over the whole stadium.
"Oh, that's my signal."
Mighty Monster Truck Willie began to rev his engine, but before he sped off, he looked at Turner.
"It was nice to chat with you, kid. I guess I'll see you again after the show."
"All right,
here I go."
And with that, he was off again, his enormous wheels kicking up the dirt as he drove back into the stadium. Turner was left speechless.
"I see you got to meet someone special."
Grandpa Fender drove up beside Turner and gave him a playful push. Turner nodded, still unable to speak. The horn blew again over the stadium.
"Oh, that means it's almost break time. We better go meet up with the performers and make sure they have everything they need."
Turner excitedly followed Grandpa Fender around the outside of the stadium, feeling extra thankful that he got to be a Star Squad member.
Oh, it felt so good just to sit and relax and listen to a story. I sure love when Wiggles takes his nap. Wait, what's that noise? It sounds like... Oh, hi, Wiggles. You woke up early from your nap. Oh, you are really cute. Oh, no, Wiggles! Wiggles, don't chew that! That's my special oak table! Wiggles, no!
Oh, poor Momo. He looks like he's busy chasing Wiggles again.
Oh, no! He has to go potty! Come outside, Wiggles! Hurry, before you have an accident!
Momo is really practicing our virtue in this story. Responsibility. Responsibility means that you do your best at whatever job you've been given. If your job is to work hard at school, it takes responsibility to keep up with your schoolwork. If your job is to do chores around the house, it takes responsibility to make sure they get finished. If your job is to pet sit, or in Momo's case, bug sit, it takes responsibility to make sure that animal is well taken care of. Being a responsible person means that people can trust you, and it feels very good to be trusted.
Okay, I'm back. What did I miss?
I was just telling everyone what our virtue is today, and
Wiggles, now! He's got my teddy in his mouth!
Well, I might have to tell Momo about our virtue later. Maybe when he doesn't have to watch Wiggles anymore. In the meantime, it's question time! Question one. What are the responsibilities that you have in your life? Question two. Why is it good to be responsible for the jobs you have? All right, everyone. Maybe I'll take some time today to help Momo with Wiggles. I think he could use a little break and probably a shower. I've never seen his tail quite that tangled before.
Wiggles! Get off the counter! No! That's my acorn pie! Oh! Wiggles! Wiggles!
I'll be back to share a story with you all very soon. Momo! Momo! Why don't I take Wiggles on a little walk for you? Momo, I can help! Listening to Lamplighter Kids Stories today. If you liked our story, please feel free to share it with your loved ones and leave a review. It really helps other listeners find these stories. If you're interested in subscribing to Letters for Momo or would like to purchase Momo's Seeds of Character books, just visit our website at lamplighterkids.com.